This meditation is for sadness. First, make sure you cannot be disturbed for the next 15 minutes or so. Now put both of your hands on your chest as a comfort for the emotions you are feeling right now. And feel how it distracts you a little bit and how you hold yourself in this time of sadness. Feel the warmth of your hands on your chest and connect with the soothing feelings of taking care of yourself. And before we begin, you can sit down straight on a chair or sit in a lotus position or lay down somewhere comfortable. Make sure your palms of your hands are up and your thumbs are touching either your middle fingers or your pointers. Or your hands can be folded on top of one another, resting on your lap. Or you can simply keep your hands on your chest if it feels comfortable for you. Now slowly close your eyes and let go of all your thoughts. You can do this by visualizing, sensing, feeling, thinking, or imagining, or any way that works for you, seeing your thoughts as little white puffy clouds disappearing and drifting away from a perfect blue sky. And let them go. See the clouds drifting away. And slowly just concentrate on your breathing. You're going to take 3 deep breaths. And when you do that, you take 3 slow breaths in through your nose, while visualizing light coming into your body from the universe. And when you breathe out slowly, you breathe out your sadness, your stress, and anything else you want to let go of. So let's start with the first breath. Take a deep and slow breath in. Visualize or sensing white golden light coming into your body, just to comfort you. And then, while breathing out slowly out through your mouth, let go of what you don't want to keep inside of your body. And again, take a deep, slow breath in through your nose, while beautiful golden white light coming into your body, and slowly out through your mouth, let go of things you no longer want to carry within. One more time, take a deep breath in and visualize, sense, think any way you can, the light coming into your body through your nose. And breathe out through your mouth, let go. It is self-love right now. You are taking care of yourself in the moments of sadness. And that is all that can be done right now, taking care of yourself. Life brings moments of sadness because of loss or fear or other things that can happen. And sadness is just a normal emotion that we experience as humans, like any other emotions, like fear, happiness, or joy. Sadness is part of life too. And if we can accept it to be part of life, and we can embrace it as part of life with a lot of kindness for ourselves, while knowing it won't be lasting, that sadness will go at some point, then sadness is something that makes us grow. Sadness is a teacher that teaches us about life, about who we are, what is right for us, and what is wrong for us. So be in your sadness, embrace it, and feel where it sits in your body. And slowly put your attention there. It can be in your chest, or right in the middle, just under your ribcage, in your stomach, or anywhere else. See if you can feel it somewhere in your body. Just focus on where it is. And if you can't find it, ask your breath to guide you there. So let's focus on that. Just breathe in and ask your breath to take you where your sadness is sitting in your body. Remember, the next breath you take will take you a little further, and then the next breath you reach to the point of your sadness. Just breathe in and ask your breath to take you deeper and closer to your sadness, to where it sits in your body, and with your next breath in, again, deeper and deeper, and let it reach your attention to where your sadness sits in your body. And sit there while putting your focus on the point of your sadness in your body. And be kind and become the observer of your sadness, of your own sadness. And feel the empathy and feel the kindness and the warmth and the love that you feel for your sadness. And it's okay to cry. If the tears are streaming down your cheeks, it's fine. It is fine because with sadness, we also need to let it go. And that's happening when we cry. So it can be released from your body and it doesn't have to stay within. So embrace your sadness. Try to comfort it in a loving way. And tell yourself it's okay that you feel this way right now. And if you need to cry and sob instead, just let the tears roll down your cheeks. And then start breathing into your sadness again. Just concentrate and put your focus on the sadness with your breath. And when you breathe in, bring love into the sadness. Through your nose, into the sadness, bring that love in. And breathe out from your mouth, let go of the stress that you feel around the sadness. Because sadness just needs to be received without stress, just with kindness, love, and embrace. When you are doing this work, you can always count on being able to deal with sadness because you know what to do. So again, breathe into the sadness, bring in love and compassion, and then breathe out any nervousness, anxiety, stress that is connected to the sadness. And then again, breathe in love, warmth, kindness, into your sadness. Let it go, let it reach deeply into your sadness with warmth and softness, and then breathe out anxiety around it. And breathe in while visualizing, thinking, sensing, feeling, breathing in love and kindness and warmth as a hug for your sadness. So visualize you surround the sadness with love, kindness and warmth, and hold it in that place of love and kindness and warmth and compassion, and give it space. Give it a lot of space. Sometimes sadness needs more space to expand, as the feelings need to expand in you, and let sadness become bigger if it needs to. And let it even expand outside of you as far as the sadness needs to go, while staying focused on it. Stay connected with it. Stay there with your breathing and with your breath of love. And let go of all that is stressful when you breathe out through your mouth. So I'm going to give you a minute to do this work by yourself. And I will be back in a minute. So breathe in light, love, the warmth, kindness as a hug for your sadness, and breathe out the anxiety and stress from the sadness. And I'll be back in a minute. Good, well done. So while you are doing this breathing, tell your sadness it's okay to be there. But it also doesn't need to stay there if you don't want it to. If you don't want the sadness to stay, you can do several things. One thing you can do is to start thinking about something that is joyful in your life. Or just have your sadness transform into plans. Plans on how you can solve situations. So one more time, breathe into your sadness with love, warmth, and compassion. As a big hug for your sadness. A big, big loving hug. And let go of the last part of stress that is connected to your sadness. And see if you feel a little bit lighter because you took care of yourself. Commit when you come out of this meditation to work with your stress and with your sadness and make sure you breathe into it regularly and sit with it and give it a warm, loving hug and let it go when you need to. So when you are ready, you feel yourself sitting where you are or laying down. You feel that your hands are on your chest. You feel the warmth it gave you and the comfort it gave you. And then slowly, when you are ready, wiggle your toes. Then wiggle your fingers. And open your eyes. And give yourself some time to come back. Take a sip of water or just reconnect to the place where you're in. So now that you are back and you know you can handle, deal, embrace, or be kind to your sadness, maybe now it is time to feel and think it through. What you need to do with it. Make sure anything you do is safe for you and for others. And be constructive with it. You can do it. Namaste.